This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good news. I love good news. You want some good news? We have some North Dakota Guard soldiers, about 60 North Dakota Army National Guard soldiers with the Bismarck-based 136th Combat Sustainment Support Battalion that are returning to North Dakota today and tomorrow. They're going to come in Bismarck tomorrow, no, today at 12:55. And 139, a United flight at 12:55, an American flight at 139, to Fargo on United at 12:55 and 5:48, Grand Forks this afternoon at 3:14 on a Delta flight, three soldiers, and then four more later at 4:37, Devil's Lake at 1:58 on United, and then tomorrow, Bismarck, 139, nine soldiers will come in. Tomorrow afternoon, 139. That's the biggest number of any of the group. Seven into Fargo at 152 on American. And then four soldiers into Grand Forks on Delta at 314 tomorrow. About a third of the soldiers are still waiting for ticket confirmation for the return flight, so we'll have updates on that as we go. But I'm going to put that up on our Facebook pages so you can have the times and the amount of soldiers coming in. Pretty darn cool. Brock Larson, who's a lieutenant colonel from Bismarck, and also Corey Evenson, Everson, rather, who is sergeant major from Devil's Lake, were the leaders of this particular group. But what a neat deal. They've been back on U.S. soil for a few days down at Fort Hood, Texas, but have been for 10 months in Afghanistan. This is the kind of sacrifice, ladies and gentlemen, that keeps the United States of America the United States of America. So to carve a half hour out of your day to say, I'm going to go to the Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Devil's Lake Airport, and I'm going to put it in a vise and say thanks for your service. Watch them come in. Watch the hugs that happen with family members is pretty darn cool. So hope you do that. I'm posting it right now, and I know Todd will share it on the KFIRE page as well. So you've got that information, and you can do that. Okay? Check that out. Hi there, and happy Wednesday. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Brian Kilmeade will be here. You watch him on Fox and Friends, and I hope you read his books. He's written a book about Andrew Jackson, his role in the War of 1812, and the miracle of New Orleans, a battle that shaped America's destiny. Todd, let me ask you, and then Manny, I'll ask you. When is the last
Todd? When is Scott?
When is the last? I would say right. It happened right then.
Right then, yes.
Yeah, it was the last.
The last thing of the stuff of the place that.
The middle part with the things, and what was the...
And repeat the part about the stuff, about all the things.
The things, yeah. Yeah, that.
We're working on trying to get Scott back.
Wow. Here. Yeah, I would love to. I wonder where he was going with that. But I don't know. I can tell you, you can get in at 1-800-228-0550. 1-800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. You can text me, 701-226-8503. Any one of the above will work. Scott says he can hear us. None of us can hear him, which is fascinating. Welcome to modern technology. Anyway, text at 701-226-8503. And you can also, we still have the good old-fashioned email thing hooked up. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. So Brian Kilmeade is coming up. Congressman Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall. And Talk about good news to lead off the show that Scott had. Our servicemen coming back, servicemen and women. Service people? What's the right grammar on that?
Hello?
Service persons.
Now
we hear you. Or
there
I hear you.
What the heck was that all about? The entire time.
Know.
Did you hear me ask you about the War of 1812? Did you hear that part?
You said you wanted to ask us, then you just sort of dropped mid-sentence.
Oh, okay. So I said first Todd, then Manning.
Right.
So I'll back up here, and I don't know what the technical glitch was, but I heard you guys the entire time, and you couldn't hear me, so it's just very weird. Anyway, Brian Kilmeade, as you just mentioned, is going to be a guest of ours later today. He's written a book called Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, The Battle That Shaped America's Destiny. My question for you, Todd, first.
Okay.
When is the last time you thought, heard, read, you know, pondered Andrew Jackson and the War of 1812?
Probably would have been about 1814.
You're not that old, Todd. Come on now.
Manny, I feel it today.
Manny, how about you?
The last time I heard or read about the War of 1812?
Yeah.
Probably high school.
Yeah, no kidding. Me too. I don't even remember the last time I did. But you know what? This book is like you can't put it down. And the story that he talks about here, basically, if Andrew Jackson hadn't come along in the War of 1812, and we lose New Orleans, America isn't America. This is really a battle that shaped America's destiny. But sadly, we just know so little about history. It really is kind of a tough darn deal.
What would we become?
Well, I don't know. The Brits would have won, Todd. Then what? You know, then maybe we have a monarchy. We don't have the United States of America that we know and love. So that's my point. And given the fact it was that perilous, that close, you'd think we'd known more about it. And Brian tells a great story about it. So Brian Kilmeade will be here. If you have a question for him, I have a free copy of his book. You won't even have to buy it. I'll give it to you. Text me the best question you have for Brian Kilmeade, and we'll include it in the interview, okay? So best question for Brian Kilmeade, text Todd at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054, okay? 367-2054 for me, 226-8503 for Todd. What question you want asked of Brian Kilmeade, okay? And we'll get you a copy of the book. I'll throw in a copy of my book, too, just because they're gathering dust around here, and I might as well give you one for free. So, at least I didn't use the doorstop joke.
I was just about to say, you only have to hold open so many doors, and then what do you do with the rest of the books, right?
Yeah, and I don't like talking about the book because it sounds like I'm some kind of egomaniac trying to peddle my book. What I do love about the book is how many North Dakotans are featured in it. You know, basically, I started making a list of people that had made a difference that I thought that I wanted to tell their story, and it got north of 100 North Dakotans, and we tell their story in the book. So it's more about the people in the book.
I think you're due for yet another book because Manny's not in the book. I'm not in the book. I mean,
yeah, I'd like to do another book.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy that talked me into doing it was a longtime New York publisher. And he said, look, after you do this, you're an author. And, you know, whether it sells five copies or not, you're an author. You've done something. And, you know, I always appreciated that, mostly, again, because it gave me a chance to tell some stories and put them down. And I initially said, this is crazy. I'm not a good writer. I talk for a living. And he said, no, well, that's what we do. You know, we'll get you somebody that'll be a collaborator. And I had Jim Denny, fabulous. Collaborator, because he just put all my thoughts into book form. And he took about four or five shows, Todd, you know, like the shows that I do like this and have been doing for years, since, I guess, 1986. And he said, I listened to a few of your shows and I've done a calculation. You write a book a week. I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, you're just saying it. But if I transcribe what you're saying, and your thoughts, your viewpoints, your conversations with your listeners, you literally have enough material for a book every week. So there's plenty of material there. It's just a matter of deciding what's, you know, needs to be written down and put into a book form. And so then he talked me into it. I said, okay, I'll do it. And so it was kind of fun. But you're right. I think we need a show real soon on suggestions from the listeners on what the book should be about, though. Right? We need a theme. We need a mission. We need something to do.
That's easy. I got that for you.
Okay, well, you hold on to that, and we'll do that. I'm going to talk to Phyllis in Standing Rock in the meantime. 800-228-0550. Hello, Phyllis. What's on your mind?
My daughter was killed by a drunk driver this past week ago, and I'm asking the Standing Rock chairman, Mike Faith, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribal Council, to push the investigation to why the guy is not arrested. And he was killed by a drunk driver. They didn't even know until 1 o'clock in the morning when it was notified. And then she passed away at 7:30 in the evening. And by 5 days, we were allowed to see anybody.
Wow. And, Phyllis, can you do me a favor? First of all, that is heartbreaking. And please know, I can't even imagine the amount of pain you're going through right now, so I want to help any way we can. We have a break coming up, so if you would, please just don't go anywhere. Stay right there, and we'll get some more of the details here on the other side of the break. After this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Wiedelsbacher.
Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is growing increasingly diverse. The ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints and skills is critical to our success. This is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to run for a county or district representative position. If you have a desire to shape the industry's future and a commitment to serve, this may be the ideal opportunity for you. Consider joining our dynamic team of farmer leaders and leading our organization into the future. Please consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county who you believe would be an excellent leader for our industry. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2018, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The Independent Beef Association of North Dakota invites you to their 12th annual meeting at the Baymont in Mandan Friday and Saturday, November 17th and 18th. Saturday's topics include wintering beef cows by beef cattle specialist Carl Dolan, the latest on electronic tagging and reading systems from Fort Supply, animal health updates from the state veterinarian, and featured speaker Dr. Sonny Geiser-Nabotny will discuss the latest on animal identification, where it's at and where it's going. Kim Ulmer of South Dakota will explain the markets during the banquet. Dance follows. Register at iban.org or call 214-0639.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Kilmeade on the book Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans at the bottom of the hour. Free copy of his book and my book for the best question for him. Texted to either Todd or I, 367-2054 for me and 226-9503 for Todd. Then Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. Big news out of the Senate yesterday on the individual mandate being repealed the Obamacare individual mandate being repealed. You remember that was supposed to be a penalty, and then they changed it to a mandate so that it could be passed constitutional muster, the disaster that has been Obamacare. One thing after another, unbelievable. It's in the Senate version, which tells me they now realize Democrats won't vote for this. Heidi Heitkamp's not going to vote for this. There's no way. And this just confirmed it. Because if she is going to vote for it, she's going to vote for a repeal and replacement of Obamacare, which she has supported every step of the way, despite saying in her campaign she'd do otherwise. It's great news, folks. Fantastic. I hope it gets in the House version so there's no chance it doesn't become part of the final product. So we'll talk about all that coming up on the program. Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, for all the great deals, up to 50% off. Many of our listeners, a lot of our listeners, a record number of our listeners have the pillows. They know all about the best night's sleep money can buy. They know all about the health benefits that come from a better night's sleep. But now there's all kinds of other products as well, and you can get up to 50% off on all of them at MyPillow.com when you use the promo code Scott. Simple as that, okay? MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. All right, let's continue our conversation with Phyllis in Standing Rock, who told us a moment ago she had a daughter killed by a drunk driver. And she's trying to get justice for this. When you say you want justice, was this person detained at all and asked by law enforcement?
No.
Okay.
He walked out of the ER room, emergency room, and they were driving a Lexus, and the 13-month-old was sick, and they were taking him to. We have to go 100 miles to the nearest hospital, IHS, and she was taking her baby to the hospital when she was killed.
So, they were taking the baby to the hospital, but the driver was drunk.
Yes, he was a corrections officer.
Okay, so the killed by a drunken driver, it isn't like another driver hit her car. You're saying he was driving the car she was in. And she died as a result of the accident from him being drunk in the car.
Yes, it was her. She was 7 months pregnant, and the 13-month-old and her husband, all of them, four of them.
So the drunk driver is the husband?
No, my daughter, her husband, she was pregnant with a seven months and a 13-month-old baby.
Okay, and they were in one vehicle, and a drunk driver was in a different vehicle then?
And he was in a truck.
In a truck, okay, and he was drunk. The driver of the truck was drunk.
And he's a jailer.
He's the corrections officer you're talking about. Okay, I got it. I'm just trying to sort all this out. Sadly, you told us you lost your daughter and unborn child, so you got two lives there. How is the husband and the other daughter?
The husband and the son, all four were killed in the car.
Oh, my gosh.
We buried them. We just buried all four.
My gosh. Todd, were you aware of this? Is this like news?
No, it was not.
It happened on Pine Ridge Reservation, and I'm asking Standing Rock to try to investigate and pursue this. Why? Why? My brother was killed by a drunk driver in 2009.
Okay, now, this accident happened where? Where did it happen?
Pine Ridge Reservation. And she's an enrolled member of Standing Rock.
Okay.
And also, the part of it, is sadly, is that she left behind five boys, five other sons.
Oh, my gosh. So this is in South Dakota where this accident happened.
Yes.
Does the Standing Rock, now I understand she's an enrolled member of Standing Rock, do they have the jurisdictional authority to go say, hey, we want to investigate this? They do.
Yes, the state does, the senator, the governor, everybody. The state rolls through the reservation, and I'm just asking from the bottom of my heart to ask why. Why was this guy allowed? Where was the police? Where were they patrolling the road? Why, you know? I can't even see my grandsons grow up. I have other grandsons, and why these two? And in this mess or in this confusion, there's my grandson. He pretends he or her son, 11 years old, the day after she passed away. This alleged guy said he's the dad, came with the police and took my grandson, 11 years old, and I said we wanted him to be part of this, and he never got to see our traditional wake service, the funeral. He wasn't part of that, and he's an enrolled member of Standing Rock, and I'm asking for help with Standing Rock.
Well, you have some new leadership at Standing Rock, and you said you reached out to the new chairman and haven't got a satisfactory answer yet. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. No.
We'll do the same. We'll do the same, Phyllis, on your behalf. I might also think, given the jurisdictional things here between South Dakota and North Dakota, that there's a couple of people I'll send this to, the governor's office and maybe Levi Bachmeier over there is very connected in South Dakota. With some of the tribes down there and spent time teaching down there. So I will forward it to Levi in the governor's office and also Congressman Kramer as well. The tragedy of this is what you're describing. I don't know any of the particulars of why in this case he wouldn't be, if in fact he was drunk, that there wouldn't be an investigation, he wouldn't be, just any normal investigation that would happen in any other accident like this. But it's not uncommon that there is a different kind of justice on the Indian tribes than there is on native land than there is outside of it. It's just wrong. It's just flat out wrong. And Phyllis, I don't see you or your daughter or anybody else because you're at the Standing Rock as anything other than a fellow human being and a child of God made in the image and likeness of God, just like me. And the idea that there is sort of two standards is just flat out wrong. It's just wrong. There's so much reform necessary, I can't even begin to say it. It's just a heart-wrenching story. But if you'll hang on, Manny will get your telephone number so that I can connect you with these people and try and help any way we can, okay?
All right. Thank you.
And do our best to help. And in the meantime, certainly be praying for you and your family at a time of unspeakable loss. Incredible to have lost a daughter and a son-in-law and an unborn grandchild and another 13-month-old little boy. I can't even imagine it. I hope this has at least caught somebody's attention in the media, if not in North Dakota, in South Dakota. But hang on, Phyllis. Manny will take that information from you. Okay. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. We're here to help any way we can, folks, in addition to telling us what's on your mind. Brian Kilmeade of Fox & Friends and Congressman Kevin Kramer coming up. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're a licensed journeyman electrician or a control system programmer, there's a job for you at Kraft Electric. A growing company with over 40 years in business, Kraft serves the entire Bakken area with shops in Minot, Stanley, and coming soon, Watford. Kraft Electric offers a sign-on bonus and overly competitive pay. Email your resume to info@krafteletricnd.com or call 701-628-3344, 628-3344, or message Kraft Electric's Facebook page. That's Kraft with a C. Journeyman electricians and control system programmers apply now.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR, or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Kilmeade of Fox and Friends on his new book in a moment after we tell you about the Stem Cell Health Institute.
I couldn't take the knee pain anymore, and they came to me and said, do you have knee pain? Yeah. You know, you used to have to go out of the country to get this stuff done. They're going to be doing seminars in Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson. Get signed up. 1-888-973-1560. Or go to stemcelltherapyforpain.com. 1-888-973-1560 or stemcelltherapyforpain.com. I'm going to be doing this and you can too. And we can start living life once again.
Brian Kilmeade is on Fox and Friends every weekday morning. Most watched morning show television that there is. Loved by the president and many others. But he's also a great author. He's written George Washington's Secret Six and Thomas Jefferson and the Tripoli Pirates, both New York Times bestsellers. And now, Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, the battle that shaped America's destiny. Brian, thank you for bringing history to life. It's truly a pleasure to read your work. I love it.
Yeah, thanks so much. And I just found out that Thomas Jefferson and the Tripoli Pirates went back on the list due to, I think, momentum behind Andrew Jackson. I think there's a passion for people, especially in North Dakota, but around the country, for true stories about America's past.
So if you went to the school where your kids go to school, or where my kids go to school, and we asked, hey, tell me about the miracle of New Orleans, what percentage of today's youth know this story, do you think?
You know, that's a good question. I had a book signing, the only one I had in New York, and my social studies teacher came from junior high school. And I remember, and the more I talked to him, the more I realized my eighth grade class was fantastic, my seventh grade and my 12th grade. I'm thinking about my 11th grade. I'm like saying to myself, I had so many great teachers, but that was part of the curriculum. And my kids do know what's going on, but I don't think nearly as much as they used to. They just find out, you know, the problem is with this Common Core, it's for some reason they don't test for American history. So these teachers, like all of us, are trying to maximize their performance, so they're focusing on what's on the test. And history's not on the test, so they're focusing on other things. So that's what's killing us.
How did you get your passion to care about it? When did you get ramped up about it?
Most patriotic. You know, my area is patriotic. You know, the Ron Kovic story, born on the 4th of July, was here. So we're always talking about America. In our school, I remember, you know, I was in grammar school with Tom Cruise, portrayed him in the movie. And I just remember just everything mattered. Veterans parades mattered. And, you know, it wasn't propaganda. The more you look at history, the more you realize when you're born in America, you hit the lotto. But how do you appreciate winning the lotto when you don't even enter it? You're born into it. So that's why first-generation Americans or second-generation really have a sense of pride. My hope would be that people read these stories and say, well, then that's your history. I mean, that's where you came from. That's why everybody wants to get here. And they'll feel that sense of pride that we have.
Let's talk a little bit about the battle that shaped America's destiny. And it's never too late to get passionate about these stories and learn them. And you know, as I read your book, I think, you know, things are tough now, right? We got porous borders, we got ISIS on the run, we got some challenges with the nut job down in North Korea and Iran nuking up and all of that. But you look back at the War of 1812 and you see America threatened on every side. Encouraged by the British, Indian tribes were attacking settlers in the West. The Royal Navy was terrorizing the coast. Middle of 1814, President James Madison's generals had lost control of the war in the North, losing battles in Canada. British troops set fire to the White House, for crying out loud, and hopelessness swept the country. So, yeah, things are rough right now, but they aren't that rough, right?
Oh, yeah, and people should realize we're flat on our back. Not only should we have won the Revolutionary War, what about a rematch where you actually call for a rematch and you're not even ready to fight? You have no standing army, you got a small but potent navy, and you have a country that's just thirsting for another shot at destroying this freak accident, which is called the United States of America. And in the end, they got off to a great start, but they ran into the same trouble. Americans don't know how to lose. They melt away and come back and fight another day. And that's why Wellington was asked, you know, listen, now that you've defeated Napoleon, can you go defeat America? We'll give you New Orleans. He said, no, I don't predict we'll have much success there, but I'll send my army. And he sent his brother-in-law. And his brother-in-law was very respected, too, but he ended up coming back in a barrel because they killed him right away. America also knew you kill the officers, these infantrymen don't know where to go, and they don't know how to strategize. So we wiped out 75 field officers, two generals, seven colonels in under 45 minutes. It's really one of these things where you study in war colleges. They still just in awe of what Jackson was able to pull off.
So how did he do it? I mean, he obviously knew war well. He witnessed the horrors of the Revolutionary War. And
well, I mean, the thing is, you're right. How did he do it? There's no reason for him to pull it off. He didn't have the classic training of Washington. Never went to West Point like our future leaders, like Grant and Robert E. Lee. So you know, so where how did this guy fit in? Well, he had unbelievable instincts, great leadership ability, and he also studied the way the Indians fought. And the trouble that he had beating them and the success that they had. So he wasn't going to square off with the British. He was going to fight a way in which they weren't comfortable. He was going to use the home field advantage, which was woods and swamp. We were fortuitous and they picked the wrong spot. He was able to realize to get to New Orleans, they have to go through a certain area. So he rallies the whole town to redig the Rodriguez Canal, fills up with water, and then build a berm, which is like a mini wall with openings for cannons and gunfire. So he was able to seriously almost wall it off like an ancient Roman fight. And at the same time, when he was running out of ammunition, he had everyone bring in doorknobs and metal and everything and just use that. And they were shooting basically flaming metal into the British. And at the same time, they were able to cut deals with pirates who were doing the contraband and a lot of the smuggling. They ended up fighting with us. They hated the British. And we get the pirate army, free men of color army. We had regular Marines, militia, Choctaw Indians, Cherokee Indians, all who believed in the American cause. And that's how we did it. Great leadership and a belief that we have nowhere to go if we lose, so you better not lose.
He anticipated New Orleans would be a target. He was concerned that President Madison didn't get that. Why was New Orleans such a prize? Why was he as worried as he was?
Well, just think about this. If you can, like you have done, whip out a map. And if you see that the Mississippi divides the country, and it's also our best way of getting commerce up and down the country, if you control the mouth, you control the Mississippi. And they wanted to control the mouth, and that's where New Orleans is, at the mouth. So that's why Jackson says that's where they're going. So he had success in Mobile, Pensacola, the Battle of Horseshoe Bend, but he knew the big battle was coming, and he needed more guys. He only had 1,400. He would top out at 5,000. The problem is the enemy had 10. And when they landed, it was for total, complete victory. Pakenham was to become the new governor of Louisiana. And they were going to just hold on to it. They're not going to leave it. They didn't care what the Treaty of Ghent said, which was already signed. So they signed that before Christmas. They fight this January 8th, and they thought, well, you didn't have to fight this. Well, yeah, you have to fight it, because the British wanted to win it and hold it. And we have quotes about it, and we found documents reflecting that. So America would never be invaded again after this, and we become, instead of enemies, but allies with Britain, and would forge some of the great alliances of all time. And the message was sent around the world, just like the message you get presidents, some determined to send around the world, like this one, strength. You know, you don't have to like us, you have to respect us. And if you don't respect us, you have to respect our power, economic and military. And Jackson knew that. He's like, America cannot be taken advantage of. We have to get people's respect by showing that we can fight.
Incredible. It really was. The coalition that he put together, I mean, everything about it, it really was a miracle, wasn't it?
I think so, and you even have that miracle faction in it. It was Andrew Jackson's words. He credited the Ursuline nuns who had a convent there, and when he got them to double it as a hospital and told them, you're going to be safe as long as America's in charge, they say, great, we're going to pray for your complete victory. And next thing you know, word came to them. All the women showed up to pray, and within a few hours, word got back to New Orleans, we won, you're safe.
Yeah, there's another area in which today's America is very different than that America, in that, you know, you look at all through history, George Washington and all of those early leaders, and they've relied on prayer as much as they do, and you don't hear about that anywhere near as much. I mean, prayer and
school. And you got to think Jackson, too. What does he care about prayer? His dad died before he was born. His mom died before the war was over. His two brothers were killed in the war, and he was imprisoned in the Revolutionary War at 14. He had absolutely no family. This guy should have been an angry criminal or vagrant. Instead, he says, I'm determined that the world get to know my name. And he did. He was one of the great American success stories. Now, you listen and say, well, really, was he perfect? No. You know, when he was president, was he perfect? No. But, man, he was good enough that Teddy Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln, Harry Truman, and even Ronald Reagan, said he was the guy they wanted to emulate. So that was good enough for me.
Absolutely. And it's a good enough way to buy, folks, and learn about one of our greatest generals and get a renewed appreciation for the brave men who fought to protect and defend America so we have the ability to say it stretches now from sea to shining sea. Pretty cool. I want to ask you, Brian, a little bit about today's history and kind of the things that are happening. You're Donald Trump's favorite morning show, right? He's watching. Is that... Does that feel weird? Is that kind of cool? Or what do you?
That's great. I mean, if you want to know, do you want the president watching your show or not watching your show? Who doesn't?
Exactly.
We want it.
Exactly.
But, you know, for people think that's the reason why we win. We were winning during President Obama, President Bush, and President Clinton. So he's given us a boost. He's given us more attention, a lot more criticism. But I'd rather be a show of consequence than anything else. So it's an honor.
Brian Kilmeade of Fox and Friends, the author of Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, The Battle That Shaped America's Destiny. Hang tight, Brian. Getting some great questions from our listeners for him as well. We're going to pick out a winner of the book that we'll give one away. And Kirby says, my question's about the Navy's role in this. Which ships, captains, and admirals, if any, took part in this? Even if I don't get the book, I'd like to know the answer to this, along with anything about the naval forces of the day. Well, Brian's the right guy to ask. So good question there for sure. Here's another one. What was it like being a commentator for the earliest UFC? And what do you think of how far the sport has come since then? I didn't know that. Was Brian Kilmeade a commentator on UFC, guys? That was part of his...
I'm Manny on that one.
I don't know that I've watched 2 minutes of UFC, so I would not be...
You're up on me then.
Is that right? I guess 2 minutes more than you do? Manny, are you a UFC kind of guy? Nolan? You guys, Nolan's shaking his head.
Yeah, he was, if I'm looking at his bio correctly. But yeah, I do like the UFC, but that was before my time, it looks like, that he was in the UFC.
So when was he in the UFC?
Let's see, it looks like 1993, which was the year I was born, so that's a little before my time.
Yeah, you know how old you just made me feel now? I hope you're happy
with
that.
You're welcome, guys.
Yeah. I feel like a dinosaur now, thanks to that. He tells me he's born in 1993. Producer for our show, Nolan Schmidt, ladies and gentlemen, Bismarck Century grad, nearly as famous as Carson Wentz, just a bubble under. Aren't you both in the Hall of Fame there? You had like big pictures of
your
stuff.
I'm right below him in Miss America. Yeah.
There you go. I forgot about Miss America. We can't forget her, too. What is in the water at Century anyway? My gosh, really something. Anyway, back to the interview with Brian Kilmeade after a short timeout on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, ND Energy, the energy of North Dakota, and what's happening in this industry, the technology, and how that drives the innovation, and how that drives jobs and careers. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables, and Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best build, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The window this morning when I woke up bright and early, and the flag was just waving beautifully. I just love that when it's just, you know, whipping in the wind, something fierce. And I'm all proud of my new floodlights because I purchased some new floodlights last night. I've been trying to get just the right, you know, Jim the flagpole guy put up this 25-foot flagpole in my backyard. Used to have a 15-footer. Well, the light doesn't reach all the way, so I got bigger lights. And now it's working pretty good. I'm fairly impressed. So anyway, I was so impressed I took a little video of it, and then I'll throw it up on Facebook. Just so folks can take a minute to stare at Old Glory today. So darn beautiful, you can't even believe it. Just incredible. And anyway, I got it up. See what you think. Give me your feedback on if you think it's lit up well enough yet, or if I need a little more work to do on getting her done just right. Todd's going to share it, so most people will see it on Todd's page. But I have it on my page, too, Facebook. We're brought to you part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services in Bismarck, Mandan, for over 100 years, but also all across the region of North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana, too. They manage about 600 different buildings throughout the Northern Plains where they maintain the mechanical heating and cooling systems and save companies a lot of money. Find out more at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com, or call them at 223-3393. More of our chat now with Brian Kilmeade of Fox & Friends. And we were talking before the break about Donald Trump watching. I was curious what Brian thinks of all of the bias. Does he see just an inherent Trump hate and bias in other media?
It has been, but after a year of just finding anything to complain about, he's not been perfect as a president by a long shot. He makes things harder for himself on a regular basis, but he is having some success. I think he is growing in the job. I think he's getting international respect, and I think people are respecting nothing but Wolf Blitzer and others just to kill him every day and pretend like that they don't make things up, but they emphasize the wrong things. They'll take the worst, they'll take where Donald Trump looks the worst and make it the number one story. That's all they'll have. They have no interest in four stops that went well. They have interest in one comment that they didn't like about Vladimir Putin. That's just not the way other presidents were treated. But I think you can't complain. You got to deal with it. And the only thing that gets people upset is success. So you got the economic success. You want to build on that success. Now pull up some legislative success.
Yeah. On that front, do you think the tax reform deal just has to pass? It just has to, doesn't it? It can't be another.
And it will.
Yeah.
I bet you it will.
You think?
I want to make it better. I mean, these experts, so I have all these experts on who say it's disappointing. So don't just pass it. Get it right.
Yeah, no kidding. What is there a story you think is not getting enough attention, nationwide, worldwide right now?
Oh, there are so many stories we're not paying attention to. I mean, with the Kurds and the Iraqis in Baghdad, they're looking for separation. Saudi Arabia and Iran, I think that's happening right now. You had the Lebanese leader defect and essentially go to Saudi Arabia and say the Hezbollah is running that country. I will not be part of it anymore. I mean, these are huge stories. And then, of course, what is going to happen with North Korea? I think the president's got a major announcement on Wednesday. I look forward to hearing it. And they say there's a lot to do with North Korea and trade deals. So let's see what the president walks away with. And if it is good news and if they are trade deals, will another network actually say, what a trip? Or are they going to make fun of a kimono he was forced to wear?
No kidding. Is the swamp draining? I realize this is not an overnight easy thing, but do you get the sense that the swamp is on notice and being drained?
I think on both sides. I mean, you have Republicans and Democrats both fed up with their own parties. It's hard to know what is in worse shape. Hopefully the American people benefit. So, you have the problem with Roy Moore, which is a disaster in Alabama, no matter how you look at it. And you got a huge problem with Democrats and Donna Brazile saying what we all suspected, that nobody had a shot, that Hillary Clinton was going to lock everything up, whether it was Joe Biden running or Cory Booker.
Last question. When do you sleep? It's unbelievable.
I don't sleep. It's too much fun. This job is too much fun, and I just don't want to take a day for granted. So no reason to sleep.
Like little naps every now and then. You get in between,
Yeah, on the train on the way home.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. There you go.
Take it.
And if anybody wants to book it, I'm not coming to your area because I'm going to Philadelphia and Oklahoma and St. Louis. But if you go to BrianKilmeade.com, I can personalize it at my local bookstore and send it out.
That's a great way to do it. Go to BrianKilmeade.com. You'll get perfect Christmas gift. Hand them out to the grandkids so they know the story of the miracle of New Orleans. It is the battle that shaped America's destiny. Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans is the book. Brian Kilmeade, a great guy. One of the good ones on radio, on TV, on Fox News Channel, and writing great books. Thanks, Brian. Good to talk to you.
Same here. Thanks very much.
And by the way, North Dakota is coming in full force very soon. End of the month, we'll be there to see you, so we're looking forward to it.
That'll be great. Thanks, guys.
Brian Kilmeade of Fox & Friends with the run-through on a great bit of history. You can do that every once in a while. Just step aside from the headlines and go back to history. And this is a good way to do it with his book, Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans. Another texter said, devil's advocate question for Kilmeade. Isn't Jackson one of our disgraced forefathers? Didn't he treat Native Americans terribly? What, Jackson? Old Hickory? All right. Some say with the loss of Chief Tecumseh, I don't know if I'm saying that right, Tecumseh and the British defeat of 1812, the Native Americans never had access to external allies. Why might the Native Americans supported the British? Very informed questions here from you, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? We're going to have to schedule another chat with Brian to get to all of them. I did find the answer to the question earlier about the Navy. What pages again, Nolan? I should say I found it. You found it.
111 and 112.
Pages 111 and 112 of the book. And so we'll send that to Kirby, who sent in that question. He gets Brian Kilmeade's book and my book as the question of the day. And if you have other questions for Brian, get them into us, and we'll schedule another interview with him. Get some more of these answers for you. All right? Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall is next. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.